Advent, perhaps the most beautiful of all the church seasons, or perhaps I say that because it's my favourite. Advent certainly brings out the poet, not only in the psalmist, but in the commentators as well. Leonard Beechey calls Advent twilight time, drawing on the beautiful Celtic tradition with its sense of the time between the times, like the thin places where we feel, even for a moment, the presence of the holy. I was taught that we live our lives in the already but not yet of God's reign, and Beechey connects that beautifully to this season. The church exists to remind us that we live in the time between the times, between what is dying and what is being born, between the already of Christ's reign and the not yet of Advent. At the beginning of another church year, it reminds us of the power of the story we will hear again and again on the road to Bethlehem that draws us more deeply into remembered traditions and events of our personal history. We tend to think of the month of December as the Christmas season, and the secular world ironically reinforces that premature celebration, if only to entice us to early and excessive spending. I've already seen Christmas trees glowing with lights in front windows, and the media have talked of how people are decorating for Christmas really early this year to cheer them and to give them a focus in the lockdown period. But it makes me want to remind them that Advent is a different kind of time than Christmas itself. We are travelling on a road that takes us to Bethlehem. We are not there yet. The reading from Mark's Gospel directs us to be alert and watch while we wait. So, if we think about this as a time of waiting, then perhaps we need to stop in the busyness of preparing for the 25th of December and be on watch and be alert to how and where we as church see the kingdom of heaven in the here and now. If we were to stop during this Advent, not Christmas season, and look in on ourselves as others do, what does church look like to them at the moment in the middle of a pandemic lockdown? In this time when we are restricted in our activities and the way we worship by the impact of the pandemic and government restrictions, do those looking in see a church that is awake and alert to God's kingdom? Or do we look asleep? What should we be doing in this time between the times while we wait to open our doors and be an obviously active presence once more in our communities? There's a wonderful scene in the story of The Secret Garden by Frances Hodgson Burnett, which has recently been released again as a film, when Dickon and his friend Mary explore a most wonderful hidden garden. It appears that many branches of the trees and the rose bushes are dead. The word grey is repeated again and again. But Dickon takes out a knife and cuts into a branch, where he finds a shoot which looked brownish green instead of hard, dry grey. And he assures Mary that, deep inside, the tree is as wick, as full of life and promise and hope as these two young people themselves. A church that lives and breathes God's justice and God's righteousness, not self-righteousness, but God's righteousness, is a wick shoot, green and new on the inside, holding life and hope and promise no matter what things may look like on the outside. In the midst of loneliness and despair, poverty and pandemic, in the face of communal depression and personal heartache, such a church throws open their metaphoric doors and their hearts to all of God's precious children. We need to think of how we can offer a place, a community, where the quiet little flames of hope can be fanned into the fires of justice and peace, fanned into the warmth of spiritual homes, for those who thought that there was no hope at all. that they would never find a place of such beauty and kindness, such tenderness and fierce hope, a welcome home in which to grow their faith by participating in the dream of God. These are churches that love worship and learning, churches that are open and generous, full of feeling, beautiful and just, churches that long for and draw their strength from the dream of God. And we must think about how we can continue to show that in these strange times so others know it. In so many ways, the world around us may appear, well, broken. Relationships within families and communities, political parties and governmental processes, nations and economies and social systems have been damaged almost beyond repair. Even the earth itself cries out in weather systems that bring destruction. We wonder too if we'll ever be able to clean up the mess we have made in our rivers and oceans, the air and the ground itself. If we look around us, justice and righteousness do not appear to be the order of the day. Too many people wake up each day not in safety and security, but in fear. Too many awaken to another day of hunger and anxiety, another day of suffering and pain. While we may be annoyed at having to wear masks, keep social distance, and not go shopping, many others struggle just to provide shelter for their children, and mothers watch their children starve while our leaders discuss whether to cut a country's debt. While we wait in these times of restriction, the reality is that we can use this time productively to show love and hope to others, that we are WIC. We can show that by looking at our church buildings and operations with new eyes, prepare our church community and individuals to be ready to reach out to the marginalised, those struggling to put food on the table and who are just not like us. Make it clear that we are as alive and alert as we can be. We are not asleep. And when we open our doors to worship together once again, what a bonus that fellowship will be. We are called, no, we are compelled to look up and around us and to see the suffering of our community and nation in this Advent season like no other, and bring hope within and without of our church community. When we live in love and act in hope, when we gather like this to remember what Jesus did and to know that Jesus is with us once again, when we actively take the opportunity to revitalise how we are church, we will be God's people travelling on the road to Bethlehem. Not because it's tradition and gives us a warm glow, but because we are alert and awake. We are WIC, holding out hope and promise to all. And our blessing. We are looking for God in our world. May we see what God wants us to see. We are looking for God in our lives. May we be who God wants us to be. And may God, our shepherd, protector, awakener, and Holy Spirit, bless us through these Advent days. Amen.